And daf ayin vav amad aleph. We had in the Mishnah Yom Kippurim asar ba'achile b'shtiye b'chitza b'siche b'nilas ha'sandal b'tashmish hamitim. Zog the Gemara asar ba'achile hani chamishe nuyim keneged mi. Omar Rav Chisda keneged hei inuyim shebetoyre. Uba'osar, ba'ach be'osar, shaba shabosain, v'shaba shabosain, v'hoi solochem. There are five psukim, Parshas Pinchas, it says, uba'osar l'chodesh ha'shvi, and then it says, v'inisam es nafshei seichem, kol meloche lo yisasu. In Parshas Emor, it says, Ach ba'oser, then it says, V'nisam es nafshei seichem, B'kraftam isha l'ashem, V'chol malocha lo'isasu. Parshas Emor, it also says, Shabbos Shabbosin, V'nisam es nafshei seichem, B'tisha l'chodesh be'erev. And the pasuk before speaks about malocha. We're mentioning this psukim, will be negeh ta'isvus a little bit. Then there's another pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosin, that's it. We said Shabbos Shabbosin v'hoisa lochem. It says Tanu es nafshei seichem v'chol melocha loisasu v'chol melocha loisasu. Al kaponim, there are five psukim in the Torah which mention a loshen either v'inisem or sanu. So it's going on five inuyim. Frek the Gemara va'anan shitatnan. The Mishnah it says six inuyim. Achila and Shtiye, if you count them for two, so there's six, and then there's four other inuyim. So the Gemara answers, Shtiye b'chlal achila. That when it says achila, so Shtiye automatically is b'chlal. Hano Shtiye is b'chlal achila. So it's really five inuyim. The Omar is lokish minayim l'shtiye shi b'chlal achila. Shenema v'ochalto lifnei Hashem alekecha, ma'isa degoncho, speaking about Maisa Shaini, Maisa Degoncha, Siroishcha, V'yitzorecha. Tireish Hamruhu, Tireish is wine. V'kori lei, V'achalto. So we see that Shtiye Bechlal Achila. Frek the Gemara, V'dilme, how do you know that Pshat in the Pasuk is that he's drinking wine? V'dilme, the Ochle, he's eating the wine al yedei anigrei. We'll see, Rashi says, anigrein is a tafshil, which they used to add wine to the tafshil. So memele, so pas the loshen v'achalta. The Omar Rabbe bar Shmuel anigrein maya de silke. Maya de silke is beets that were cooked in water. Ach sigrein maya de kulish leike, all yerokis that were cooked in water. Now let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Ube'oser de chumish pekudim, hapkudim, that's in Bamidbar. Ba'ach ba'oser de sherei kesev, that's in Emer, Shabbos Shabbosin. Be'kulu ksiv, either it says sanu, it says ve'inisem. Anigrein min machel shenoisnim bo yayin. It's a machel that one of the ingredients is wine. Abekama mekayme shenina betesefte. Anigrein vachsidrein shenoisnim bo yayin v'shemen. Maya de silke mayim sheshoku ben tardin. De kula shilki kol shalmine yalki. Now, Psaher Ashtikol Ha'ore in the Gemara, Maya de Silke, Mayim Shesholku Behen Tardin. So a Mayim that they cooked Tardin in it. Now, the Gemara says in Broches, Taflametes, Maya de Silke Kisilke, Silke's beets, Maya de Silke Kisilke. So Taisha says over there, Mevolchen alay bayre priyadomo, Afalpi she'ein bo elo mayim v'tam hayerokes. So when the Gemara speaks about maya de silka, we're speaking about the water that beets were cooked in, so one makes a bir piyadoma on the water. It's mayim, v'yesh bo tam yerokes, and that's maya de silka. So the pashtis, anigrein is maya de silka, it's a mashke. That's the chiddush by broche. That's what Taisa says, it's mayim, v'yesh bo tam yerokes. The Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara is a problem how one can drink shemen. Shemen is, if you drink it be'en, it's mazik lei. So the Gemara says, the shoso lei al yedei anigrein. May anigrein, may de silke. So also it would seem that anigrein is may de silke. It's a liquid. Here, Maya de Silke, here Rashi says, Mayim Shesholko Ben Tardin. Rashi Grad in Broches, Maya de Silke says, Tavshol Shel Tardin. And Rashi before says, Anigrein, Min Machol Shenoisnim Bo Yayim. So it's very unclear. If it's a Machol, it's a Machol, Fartik. So, I mean, the Gemara in Daf Lametes in Broches, that says, the Mintaisi says, close, speaking about, it seems it's a mashkin. The shosu day are you day on the grain. Bechlal, it's modne. This I did see the Taisha Shem Kippurim is moira. This, the Gemara seems to be saying that it says, vachalta tirish. How can one eat tirish? Tirish is wine. You don't, sarayish tia bechlal achila. So the Gemara says no. Vdilma da ochli, al yedei anigrein. So what is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is that, no, maybe it's speaking about there's certain macholim that you add wine to them, and anigrein is one of them. So memele, the Rashi brings a raya from a tesefta, min machol shenoisnim bo yayin, bekamo mekoyme shenit betesefta anigrein shenoisnim bo yayin b'shemen. Good, so if one wants to know that. So Rashi says over here, a nigroin is a tavshil that you add wine to it. Fine, that's the taich a nigroin. So why do you have to bring Rabbi Bar Shmuel? How can we come to Rabbi Bar Shmuel around? Rabbi Bar Shmuel is very misleading. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, Maya de Silke. I mean, the only thing, what we really have to know, it's a tavshil, and in Tesefta she state that a nigroin shenoisnim bo yayim v'shemen. Why Rabbi Bashmu Bechlal is brought into it to tell us that it's Maya the Silk, it's made out of beets. That's what he said. In Achsigrein Maya the Kulishalk, we're just telling here this is beets and this is Silke is beets. In Achsigrein is, that's Anigrein, and Achsigrein is other Yerokis. How does this come into our Sugir? That's Bamish superfluous. It's like Malu Le Merit. Why do we have to bring in Rabbi Bashmu? About Koponim, the Gemara is saying that it's not right from the Pasuk. It could be the Pasuk that says Vachalto Tiroishcha, speaking about that Yitak eating a machel that has one of the ingredients is wine. But Pasta Losh and Achila. Elo Omar Rav Ache Bayakiv Mehoch V'Nosato HaKesef. Now it says by Dmei Maiso Sheini. B'Chayla Shetava Namshecha B'Boker B'Tzoyin V'Yayin U'V'Sheicha. Yeah, Sheikha, so the Gemara says, Sheikha v'yayin shtiyehi, he also says v'chalto. V'kol yei rachmone v'chalto. So we see that yayin v'sheikha is called v'chalto. Frek the Gemara mimai. V'dulma ochi nami, da ochlei a yidei anigrein. Maybe it's eaten a yidei anigrein, the same thing that we said before. So the Gemara says, no, here it's Sheikher Kosav. Here it says Sheikher, Midi de Meshaker. So we're speaking about something that intoxicates. And Rashi says, Midi de Meshaker, Ve'in Shikres Terech Achila. So here, Al Kaponim, if it says it's Meshaker, it means you're drinking it. And then it says Vachalto. Frech the Gemara, V'dilma Dveila Ke'ilis. Maybe sheikha does not mean wine. Yain could be a day anigre. The shayla is sheikha, it's mishakir. So maybe it's pressed out figs that comes from mokim kilis, kilis shein mokim, Rashi says. And it's a very sweet fruit, and it intoxicates also. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, ochal dveila kilis, v'shoso dvash, or he drank dvash, v'cholov, v'nichnas l'migdosh, chayim, yechayim. Says yain v'sheicha al teisht, and the Tana from this Baraisa holds that sheicha means dveila kilis. So you see, sheicha could mean kol midi de mishaker, and it could mean dveila kilis. Rashi says chayiv mishim sheicha al teisht. Now here I also don't understand if sheicha means here dveila kilis. We had shtiyah bechlal achila. I didn't have that achilas bechlal shtiyah. And if it says al teisht, why are you chayiv by dveila kilis? About kaponim, it seems that that sheicha means adova hamishaker. It does not necessarily mean wine. It could mean a machal also. And for the Gemara Eliyalev, sheicha sheicha minos. We learn out, we have a gzeira shove, in this posik, minosata kesa b'chola shetava nafshecha b'yayinu v'sheicha, we learn out this sheicha from the May Maisa Sheini, that you purchase sheicha, you learn it out from Nozir. And by Nozir, ma'lo holon yayin, there it says, there sheicha does not mean dveila kilis, there it means yayin. Avkan yayin. So mamela, so we're back to the, and it's a yayin that's mishaker. So a kocha can be, yideya nigrein. That's the end of the limud. Frag de gemore v'tiro ishamruhu. The first raya was, we brought a raya from Tiroishcha, so we learned that Tiroish is wine. Vosanya hanoida min ha-Tiroish, also b'chol mine mesike, is also with the peiris chadoshim, that are sweet peiris, umuto b'yayin, fakert, Tiroish means a sweet fruit, it can include the grapes and other fruits, but it does bedavke not mean yayin. So what was the first chaya to begin with? Frek de gemore velav chamru. What do you tell me? Tirish is not wine. Vaksiv v'tirish yenoivev psulois. That the wine. Let us see what Rashi says. Afkan yain v'yain en shichas ala b'shtiyosai. Also b'chol mine mesike v'peiris chadoshim v'tapuchim v'anovim umutar b'yain. Ben Arboim, that means if it was 40 days old, that it's that there's a shem yayim, he's mutter. That the tirosh does not mean wine that's fermented. It means grapes. It means a fruit. The tirosh yenoivev besulois ze yayin toiv shum meshaker asa odom legalois sisrei liboy hatumim kibsula. So that's the koyach of wine. Nichnes yayin yot yetzei soid, sal kaponim, it can open up a leiv sosum. So this is not grapes, this is speaking about wine. So the Gemara says, no, it could be tiresh means grapes, and the tiresh, and noive psulis, dovo habomina tiresh, that which is extracted from tiresh, that means wine, and noive psulis. Frag the Gemara, vorsivis tiresh yikovecha yifreitzu. Now, the Yekev, that was a boir, that the wine used to go and drip into this Yekev. Now, so it's not grapes, so you see that Tiroish is wine. But the Moses, no, same thing. Dovor habo mina Tiroish, yikovecha yifroit. So there'll be a lot of grapes, and eventually there'll be a lot of wine. Frek de gemore voksiv znus v'yayin v'tiroish yikach leit. If it says yayin v'tirosh, so vaystoyis that yikach leiv, that see vaystochayis that it means wine taker. Elo de kul alma tirosh chamru. Tirosh is taker wine. You're right, and that was taker the raya with the first raya we have. that what it says, Anoida mina tirish is muta b'yayin, because in Lashon b'nei Adam, tirish means grapes, fruits. But in Lishna dekra, tirish is takayayin. Fek de gemar, v'amai kori le yayin, v'amai kori le tirish. It seems there's two types of wines. Yayin yoshan is yayin, tirish is yayin chodosh, but they both are yayin. So the Gemara says, Yayin Shemevi Yelolo Ilom. So there's this characteristic. Brings Yelolo, we'll see in Rashi, why? Tiroish Shekola Mizgara Boy Naserosh. So that's the Poyel Yoitse, so that's why each one has their own characteristic. Rav Kahane Romi, Ksiv Tirosh, Ukerinon Tiroish. The kri is with a chaylam. So he says, Zocho nasarosh, to drinking wine, one Kentucky get smart. There's a koyach in wine that's mefakeyach. Loi zocho, but if he drinks too much of it, nasarosh. Behainu de rove rom iksiv, says, yayin yisamach levav enish. So the ksiv, since it doesn't say with a samach, it says with a shin, is yishamach. Yishamach was a loshen of shmomo, we'll see. The kerinen, yisamach, is zocho mesamchoi. If he took the right amount, he didn't indulge too much, so it's mesamchoi, it's mefakeach, it becomes, it gets the zeichet achochme. Loi zocho mesamemoi. That wine and a reich toiv is mefakeach, machkim. Let us see Rashi. Abo min atirish min anovim bochikom akro anovim yoytziu lachem dovo ashe yinoive psulois. V'tirosh yikavecha yifreitzu, chol yeker shebemikir hu abir shelifnei hagas, v'shom eina anovim nesunim elo hayayim. So you see, it's like a wine. Dov rabo, mitirosh v'chikam akor, anovim yiyu lecho, amafritzim yikavecha b'yayim. Lo'oilom ein hayayim nikra tirosh, ala anovim. V'chsiv yayin v'tirosh yikachlei, v'achilas anovim einim mishakeres. So the Gemara says, "Bainet dorm alech achaloshim bnei yodam." Bein dalke likrisus hayayin tirosh lekach muta b'yayin. But in lishne dekro tirosh is yayin chodosh. Why does this have a name? Yayin tirosh maybe yelola al yedei yayin rav haniv. And the poroni is bolo ilam. Yayin loshin taaniya v'yelola. And also it's Rosh. Zocha lishtois lefim mido nasa Rosh, mefakeach libay bechochma. Ksiv yishamach bishin loshen shmome. Pikrinin yayin yisamach loshen simcha. Pikrin, pikruni, asuni, pikeach. Let us see Taisvus. Zek Taisvus, Hani chamisha inuyim keneged mi, tamely, the hochel komar stome de shas, the chamisha havien. The Gemara starts off that is five. Then the Gemara brings a posik. Here's the five. And then the besomach por stome de shas, banan shitot nan. So you start off with stome de shas versus chamisha, and you give a posik, then you wake up at shisha. Yishloime da ho de koma hochi hani hei anuim keneged mi lav stome de shas koma lo. Ele milsei de Rav Chizde hi hakel. He said, Rav Chizde said the whole shtick teure. Rav Chizde held the tzvai. And Rav Chizde says keneged mi, so he brings five times that says vi nisem. And then the stome de shas asks, it's takana five, it's six. Priyagavne ike bereish perik ele metzies. The miboyle vekamo. Potsa peiris mefazorim. So, tzatereu shaloi vekamo. Omar Rav Yitzchak kav ba'arba amis. Bosa ochi pochi dech nefile, afile tuve. Bim kei maike boi loi mikore mekama, loi me dech nefile, afile tuve. If you hold that there's no shir, if it's dech nefile, so why are you asking vekama? El Rabbi Yitzchak who de koma vekama. Rabbi Yitzchak was the one that asked the shayla, Rabbi Yitzchak said the teretz. Even though he has the teretz by Rabbi Yitzchak, but he was the one that said the shayla also. And later the stomach of the Gemara says, that's the stomach of the Gemara. If you could have a stam shoyul and it's lav davke, that the shoyul is the stam of the Gemara. The shoyul is the one that has the teretz up his sleeve. He's the shoyul. It's a very interesting shach in Hilchus Nida. The shach says that there was someone that wanted to bring a raya from the shoyul and the Tumas Hadeshin. The Tumas Hadeshin halt it as a, but the shoyul and the Tumas Hadeshin halt as a. So the Shach tells him, I have news for you. The Tumas Hadeshin wrote the Shailas and the Chuvis. There was no Shoyal. He made up his own Shailas and he wrote the Chuvis. Al Kaponim, the Gemara, we also had this. We had Shoyalim and Metalsim that those who wanted to say the Teretz, say yes to Shaila. Chigavni yesh lefosh bepek lo yachbe gabi vikamam rabye vikamo lo yroichav chaloin. So the Gemara says, Ube Osir, so the Gemara says, it says five times in the Torah, Loshen of Inui, Vinisem, Osanu. So Mamela, that's the Bekir of five Inui. Ube Osir, Achba Osir, Shabbat Shabbosin, Shabbat Shabbosin, Behoi Solocha. Kachi Agirse, Bereiv Svar. Vidovo Teime Hi Meyoid. The Gemara brings the psukim shaloi keseida alegamri milamata lemaila kamaisi. The Gemara is going backwards from Bamidbar to Emer to Achrei Mois. Ubeoser bepashas Pinchas vach beoser Shabbos Shabbosin bepashas Emer al Kahanim veShabbos Shabbosin behoyso lachem beAchrei Mois. El Shabbosa Lachem Ksiv Bereshe. It says first Vahisa Lachem, and then it says Shabbos Shabbos. Nearly, the Lahochi Maisi Uba Osa Bereshe, Mishim Domine Nafkelon Lael Perushe de Inui. Kidoma Lael Yochel Yeshev Bechamo Betsina Vietstair, Tamaloyma Kol Malocha Loisasu. Vahainu ahu krode ba'oser d'rsibay v'nisim esnaf sheisechem komolocha leisasu. So the Gemara says that from here we learn that the din inu is domida moloche, just like moloche sheiv altas, just like moloche is nesa b'mokimacher. So memela inu is also the same thing. So that was the mekoyer of how we magdir the iser inu. The kiven d'rsiv lepsoiv. So since this is the pasuk which is the most mavur, this is the pasuk that's megala to us that what kind of inu we're speaking about. Kamaisi lekulu milamata lemailo. So therefore we're starting from the last pasuk, so we go backwards. V'yesh svarim shagersin shabbos shabbosim ach ba'oser. Ubeoser, Beoiselachem, which is Tamazai, Oiskemisht, while Oisagirs ain't Adam Yochalitin Ta. Very interesting, and our Girse, the Gram Horowitz, wants to be Mavaya, why our Gemore said the Seder. So he says as follows. He says, the first Pasuk the Gemore brings in Parshas Pinchas, V'nisem esnav sheisechem kol melocha loisasu. There is taka hekish, there's a hekish inui to meloche. And that we hear taka the limudim before, that it's whatever characteristics meloche has, it's sheival tase, it's nesa b'mokemacher, that's the inui. And from there we learn out taka achila. That's the first pasuk the Gemara brings. Ach ba'osoyer. The second pasuk the Gemara brings Ach Ba'osa. This is a pasuk in Emor. So here the pasuk says as follows: V'nisem esnaf sheisechem, v'hikravtem ishe l'Hashem, v'chol melocha loisasu. Here it's not to hear the smiches of, that means be'etzim, the whole tzure of inui we learn out from Malacha. Here there's a hefsek in between. V'nisam es nafshei seichem v'kraftem isha l'ashem v'chol Malacha lo'isase. So, we'll see, this is similar, this we zetz ein by rechitze, because we'll see later, she doyme l'siche. We'll see, siche is doyme l'shtie, and rechitze is doyme l'siche. So, memele, so this is also, it's also, there's a small hefsek in between, so we say this is going on rechitze. We'll see later what he really wants to say. The next posik, Shabbos Shabbosim, so that posik says like this. Ve'inisem es nafshei seichem betisha l'chodesh be'erev. And the pasuk right before that says, kol malocha lo'isasa chukaseilum de'reseichem b'chilma yishveiseichem. So there, mamish, it's the one pasuk after the other with nothing in between. So that we zet zayin by siche, which is domi l'shtiye. Shabbos Shabbos, in the next pasuk that the Gemara brings, so there, it's this mamish, this psukim in between Meloche and Inui. So it seems that this Inui has no shaykhis at all with Meloche. This was that signed by Nehilas Hasandal, which is Taka is not also b'mokimache. It's no dimyan to Meloche. The last pasuk v'hoiso lochem tano es nafshei seichem b'chol Meloche loisasu. Here there's samuch, the Inui to the Meloche, but there's only a vav in between. We zet to sign an tashmish the domi meloche the mechay b'mokimach. So he says as follows. He says bekitzer the gam horavit says that the if you have a dimyan gomor to meloche that's achila. Not if there's a vav in between, but this is very much doime to meloche. So this is tashmish, which also the gemara was medame to meloche. Then we go down the list. Then if it's close, two psukim, one next to the other, we say this is sicha, sicha kishtiye, and the other one is rechitze, which is doyme l'sicha, and then you have nilas hasandal. So bekitzer, he says, if you look at the Loshna Mishnah said, yeme kippurim osa b'achila b'shtiye b'rechitze b'sicha b'nilas hasandal b'tash mishamite. So these psukim are masim to the Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara said Dafke the Seder. That's what the Gram Horovitz wants to say. So the Gemara asks, Ani Chamisha Havu Va'anan Shita Tnan. In the Mishnah it says six, Temoli. The Bekroi Namiksiv Shita. There's Trei Ba'ache Mois. V'sholish Be'emer Elakahanim V'chad Be'Pinchas. Venirali the Hikola Nefesh Shalloise Une Loika Khoshib like Khoshib Elitzibuyim Tanu Vinisem Abul Haida the Litzibiu Loika Khoshib. The Gemara doesn't mention this one. Gomar Sheikho Sheikho Minozir. So the Gemara said that Lufi Emes. How do you know that shtiyah is bechlal achila? So the Gemara says because it says b'yayin of asheicha. And we learn that sheicha from nazir, just like the sheicha of nazir is not veil keilis. So the sheicha of ma'aser shein, even the sata kes, was also not veil keilis. It's speaking about yayin chodesh. Im Taima la Rab Yehuda de lo yalef gzeire shove be breise perik amru loy min olay de shtiye bechlal achila. Now let's just explain for 1 minute what Taisus Kash is. There's a breise in Mesechtes Krisis that darshens the posik yayin v'sheicha al teisht that is an iser shtiyes yayin and sheikha b'voy el ha-koydish, that the koyin is not permitted to do the avoyde if he drank yayin or sheikha. Now, there's a machlokes tanoim how you fataych yayin v'sheikha. Rabbi Yehuda holds an agei alonu that sheikha means kol midi de meshaker,
And it means dveila kilis, and that this is this paraisa, ochel dveila kilis, vishos advash, vachol, avanichlis, amigdash chayev. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn out sheikha sheikha minozer. There is a Tana over there, the Tana Kama Dachsermeh, learns out that sheikha minozer. So why didn't you die sheikha? The mom a tzrichas over there. But Al Koponim, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this Gzeir Shove. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, does not hold the Gzeir Shove by Yain v'Sheikha Otesh. So the fact is, b'im taimel Rabbi Yehuda de lo yalev Gzeir Shove b'b'ray sepek omru loy, min no lay d'shtiyya b'chlal achila. He says, the only Mekoya Agamore had that shtiyya is b'chlal achila, is that the maskona? Because we'll learn a sheikha sheikha from Nozir. Now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan sheikha sheikha from Nozir because he holds ochot ve'lekila shechayiv. So how does he know the cloud that shtiyya b'chlal achila? Yesh loymar misvor. Kedamrin in per gimel de shvuz, iboy is ein mekro, iboy is ein masvor, iboy is ein masvor, kedamri in sheita v'nite midi, The Lashon B'nai Odom is a person says, let's be time something. V'ozli v'ochli v'shosi. So you see, in nitaim means, shti is also nichla. The Gvur Sari says he doesn't understand Taisvis. The Gvur Sari taines on Taisvis as follows. He says, the Gemara in Shvuas says, the Gemara in Shvuas is speaking about Shvuas. If a person says Shvuas shloi oichel, v'shosa, chayef. So the Gemara says, "Weis the chayis ashtiya bechlal achila." How do you know ashtiya bechlal achila? So the Gemara says, "Iboy yisaim esvore." You see, kedam rinchi tov and nita midi was levach leveshosi. Iboy yisaim akro. And then the Gemara brings apsukim over here. So he says, "There the Gemara is speaking about belishne b'nei adam." So a melas you can say esvore. There you can say esvore. Here, we're talking about Lishna Dekra. We're speaking about Lishna Dekra. Now, if you don't have this pasuk, he says, you can't find big Arai from Lishna Bnei Yodam. But Arai, the Gemara says, Hanoidah min Atiraish is also b'chol min Mesike Muta B'yayin. Because in Lishna Bnei Yodam, Tirish doesn't mean Yayin. In Lishna Dekra, Tirish doesn't mean Yayin. So he says, he doesn't understand Taisis. He says, how could Taisis bring Arai from the Gemara in Shavuos? That says, Misvore shtiyah bechlal achila milishne de bnei odom. He says, the Gemara is speaking about in Shvuas that shtiyah bechlal achila. So, lishne bnei odom, you can bring a raya from lishne bnei odom. But here we're speaking about lishne de kros. How can you bring a raya from lishne bnei odom? That's what he asks on Taisvus. Inami, not Taisvus says, Abseh antosante teres. Nirali, Nehei, the legabi bi is mikdash, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, ochla dveila ki ilis, so the din is his chayib. And Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan the gzeire shove, sheikha sheikha. Nehei, the legabi bi is mikdash, la yalev sheikha sheikha, minozer, he doesn't darshan sheikha sheikha. And why doesn't he darshan sheikha sheikha lechaye? Because he wants to be mechaye vafilu bishar mishakrin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore he doesn't darshan sheikha sheikha. He wants to be mechaye vafilu bela kilis. That's by bias migdash. Ahoche gabi maiso sheini aviyalev gzeire shovim. But here he does darshan the gzeire shovim. That means the Gemara in Krisis only says that the sheikha of bias migdash he doesn't Darshan the Gzeira Shove from Nozir. But the Sheikha of by Meister Sheini, that the Besatha Kesav Choshe Tavan Av Sheikha, there he does Darshan Sheikha from Nozir. Have a Yalav Gzeira Shove. What's the difference? So he says like this, Tohosom Taimer Rabbi Ike. By Bias Migdosh, there's a big reason that one should not make this day the Shabbat. The time Rabbi Ike the lo yalev mishum de shesuya yayin, because the reason why a shesuya yayin is also lovei b'migdash is gnayu likonish shikar lifnim. That filufnei melech bosa v'damei naisim kein kolshem the melech malchem loch mekadosh bochu. The kiven the time mishum hachiu, since that is the reason,
is mali yayin, mali shal meshakrin. So therefore he held that there shouldn't be any legitimate reason to differentiate between yayin and velakilis. The reason of the iser is of the because of the matzav. He's coming. It's not a covet to come to the base and make the shikir. So what's the difference if it schnapps, if it's velakilis, if it's wine? The reason is the peil yaitze shikir. Mali shal meshakrin. Mali yayin, mali shal meshakrin. So davke the sheikh of yayin the sheikh or al teish, that sheikh doesn't darshan sheikh sheikh aminosa. Aval ba'alme, but if you have another sheikh, you have a sheikh and a satar kesa, the whole shatavan of sheikh, the yayin the sheikh, made the gemrin aminosa. That's his tefet. Teida, so teish means I'm going to get right for this. The hoche alibe the man the yoma ochud vele kilis v'nichtes l'migdash chayiv the heine Rab Yehuda maskine go ma sheikh ha sheikh ha minozer amba the meid Rab Yehuda hoche kede frishe so he says I'm going to get right. The Gemara F, the Gemara says we learn now from the sheikh that says by the mei mei so sheini. So the Gemara says, maybe it means Dvei Lekilis, just like it means Dvei Lekilis by Bias Mikdash. The Sanya Ochel Dvei Lekilis. So the Gemara says, no, Yidashin Sheikha Sheikha. So the Gemara says, Klo, the whole Kasha was from Rabbi Yehuda. The Kasha was from the Tana that holds the Sheikha of Bias Mikdash is Dvei Lekilis. So maybe the Sheikha, maybe the sheikher of the main Maisa Shein is also the Velikilis. That was the Kasha. That's the Gemara says, Goma sheikher, sheikher minozer. So you see clear that the sheikher of the Yismigdash, he doesn't learn out from Nozer. And the sheikher from the main Maisa Shein, he does learn out from Nozer. So you see clear my teretz. Alma the Maida Rabbi Yehuda. Ochek the Frishes. The Nichen Nami. But this will be a good, another thing. Oh, the kasha, there's another kasha. Had the gemrine minozer, why the sheikha from the main maiser sheini? Why do you learn out from nozer? Nigma mi migdosh, let's learn out from migdosh. I feel a shah mishakrin. Mehechi teisi. Elevadi le gemrine migdosh ma'alma v'ba'alma grine minei. The time is the hosam avik of the frishes. V'olei shayich ba'alma. So Taisvi says, Al Kochach Migdash is a different suk. The time of Migdash is Al Tknai. So Memele Migdash is Afilad Vela Kilis. But all over, Sheikhar is Taka, the Sheikhar is Taka Sheikhar. You learn that from Nozer. Vim Taima. In fact, Taisvi is Tahashte Maskinen Hoche. Okay, fine. So we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say that the sheikhar of Bias Mikdash means Dvei Lekilis. The sheikhar of the Mei Maisa Sheini means Yayin Chodosh. And that's our maskonis hagemor. The Abodahash the maskin and hochaber comes out that Dvei Lekilis eini kachas bekesef maisa. I mean, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya that shti is bechlal achiluk and says vachalto and Sheikha means here not Vela Kilis, it means Yain Chodosh. So it comes out that you don't purchase the Vela Kilis with the May Maiser Shani. Beperik Bakul Ma Arvin Le Mash Mahochi. Darshinon, the Gemara Darshins as follows. Biyayin Le Rabbi Shaloikhin Yayin Agav Kankanoi. That we learn out from Bayayin that one is permitted to take the Mei Maiser Sheini and Leikhen Yayin Agav Kankanoi, that when you're paying for the wine, you pay for the Kankan also. And it's a Meir de Kechidish. The Kechidish is as follows, that I have the Mei Maiser Sheini. The Mei Maiser Sheini, so I have, let's say, $100 worth of the Mei Maiser Sheini. I buy a barrel of wine, so if you divide what the $100 is paying for, so the $95 is for the wine and $5 is for the barrel. Now, $5 is for the barrel, so it come out that I took the Mei Maiser Sheini. So the $95 becomes nitvas on the wine, so there's Kedushas Maiser Sheini. The $5 goes out lechulin. So state al chiddush, I could take the Mei Maiser Sheini and be mechalalit, I can spend $5 on it for, that doesn't get Kedushas Maiser Sheini.
That's the chiddush of yayin. The rabbi shaloikhin yayin agav kankane. B'sheicho melamei shaloikhin temed m'sheichmitz. That you can purchase temed m'sheichmitz. What's the chiddush over here? Temed is that they took water and they soak either the skins or the pits of grapes till it got, it was koilet etam. And it's m'sheichmitz, it got fermented, and it's a type of a drink. And you're permitted to buy with Dmei Maiser Sheini Temed Mishichmet. Now here's also Chiddush, because really you're paying for the water. I mean, the you're paying for, it's water that has a Tam Yai and it was Hichmet. Water you're not allowed to buy, you're only allowed to buy a Gedule Kalke. And here you're giving money for water. Temed Mishichmet. You need both psukim to tell you yain agav kankane, and you need temed mishichmitz. The ikos of achmona b'sheicha alone have a mean dvei lakilis. I would say sheicha means dvei lakilis. So I wouldn't know this chiddush. Kos of achmona yain agabi kankane v'choshkein dvei lakilis. Now it says yain al gabi kankane, that even though the kankane is a dovon nifrod, still you can purchase yain agav kankane. About the gemist veila kilis, good, the ingredients is water there, but now it became already a drink of temet, some emela. No, I'm sorry. Because of one yain al gabi kankane, that's mut, I'm sorry, v'choshkein veila kilis. So from Yain al-Gabi Kankani, you know, Dvei Lekilis. So now Sheikha can't mean Dvei Lekilis. So now we have an extra Sheikha. It's not coming for Dvei Lekilis. L'temed m'sheichmitz. So what does it say in the Gemara? So it says in the Gemara there, the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, that I would really say Sheikha means Dvei Lekilis. But since it says Yain, so it says Yain agav kankanoi, so it's koshkein dvei lakilis, so now the sheikh is miyuta, the sheikh is tamid mishechmit. But al koponim, the Gemara says in Erevin, that you're permitted to buy dvei lakilis with mois maiser sheini. V'oid kosha, minolan hosam lemidrish kol hanidroshes, v'yayin shaloikhin yayin agav kankanoi, B'sheicho l'temed m'sheichmitz, v'aboko agabi oiroi. There the Gemara says, when you're giving money for boko, so you're really paying for the skin also. The skin is not edible. The skin doesn't get kushas ma'is or sheini. You pay for that also. But tzoin agabi gizois of a bigger chiddush besides the skin, you're paying for the wool also. So the Gemara is a whole bunch of droshes. V'tzrichi l'midrash minayi kloli yaprotil. The Gemara darshens a klal prat from all these four things. L'chol apoches talti minay tzrichi chad balechayim v'chad sheinem balechayim because of mona yayim v'sheicha have a mina gedulei karke mamish davke but balechayim not. So it says boker and tzoyin because of mona boker tzoyin have mina balechayim ein shein balechayim loike and amrinu per kama de kedushin gabi hanoke al koponim. So Tosfos has a kashe. So how does the Gemara know all these droshes? The Yeshloima the Hosom lav mi beyayin v'sheicha b'boki v'tzayin kadorish elo mi yiturid the basin. The whole Gemara over there that has these droshes that is not mi pashtei dekor. That's from the yitur of the basin. Have a motzul mishtab yayin v'sheicha b'boki v'tzayin. And now it says four extra basins. So memele, so each base is coming to be marbe. Batzoin, tzoin agav gizaisel, boker, boker agav oiroi, bayayin, yayin agav kankanoi, and basheicho means temet shechmes. Bahashte niche, bishmaite, de bechlal sheicho de kroloi havidvele kilis. That's not sheicho, the Gemara is bashing the basin, and from the base of yayin agav kankanoi, no koshkin dvele kilis. And ba sheicha is going on temet shehichmitz. So memele, so now everything stims. He says, lefi ha'emes, you could purchase dveila kilis
with the main mois meiser sheni. From that we learn now from the base of Bayayin. Bayayin agav kankanis mutavad givis dveila kilis. Our Gemara is speaking about what is the translation of Sheikha. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says Sheikha, you learn how Sheikha, Sheikha min nozir. And it's Dafki Yayin at Vel Achilles. Vim Taima, Velomo Lila Ribuye Hosam Dvel Achilles. Now Tosfos asks, why do we, Bechlal, do you need a Ribuy for Dvel Achilles? The Gemara says, you learn out Dvel Achilles, Kosh came from Yayin Agav Kankanoi. Tape Klei, Mechaim, Vim Taima, Lomo Lila Ribuye Hosam Dvel Achilles. If we are not speaking about Pashta the Kol, we're just speaking La Halacha, one is permitted to purchase the Veil Achilles. That's Pashta, typically Mikaina Prat, Bava Primi Privi Gedule Karke. So why do you need a Psad Rosh if Nyayin Agav Kankanoi? Pishloime the Shema in the Ruya Lachile, Vulech Shive Pri Kulei. So therefore you do need a Ribri. Fine. Bimtaima, Hocha de Porich. Here the Gemara says, maybe Sheikha means Dveil Achilles. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, no, we learn out Sheikha, Sheikha Minozer. Lishani, let the Gemara say, Dveil Achilles? Miyayin agav kankanoi, the nikachas nafki, grisaberg bekol mavu. Why does the Gemara have to say, the cheshbin with Sheikha, Sheikha Minozer? But just like the Gemara says that Sheikha speaking about Temet Sheikhmetz because it can't be Dveil Achilles because it's a Kavachem of Yain Agav Kankanle, so Sheikha can't be Dveil Achilles because I learn from Yain Agav Kankanle. The Nir Oli the Shapir Polich, the Imi Yain Agav Kankanle, Neima, that sure you can learn out Dveil Achilles from Yain Agav Kankanle. Neima, the Ein in Nikachas Dveil Achilles, Bifnei Atmoy Mikesef Maisa, that means if Yain Agav Kankani is Mutta, Dveil Achilles will also be Mutta, but it'll be Mutta Davke Derech Havlo. That means you're purchasing the Kankan together with Yain. So Dveil Achilles is only Mutta Lefiyah Emes. If you learn how to Koshke for Yain Agav Kankani, if you're purchasing with something else, Kedemash Mahosom. The Cholhani, the Marbini, Midroshe, the Bezen, Einen Nikachas Beinai, Ola Bavlo. Period. So that's the sugya in Erevin. Vahochi porich. And here the Gemara asks, Vahima de sheiche gufa meire bet veire kilis. Vti nikachas bevnei atzma bulo yavlom. Period. Vim toima amayla gemrinen de shtiye bachlal achile. Midersiv ba sheicho. Why don't we learn that shtiye bachlal achile says ba sheicho? Bedoshine minei temed mishehichmetz, v'amrachman avachalt. So Tais is asking again, why do you need the drosha of Sheikha Sheikha Minozer? The ba Sheikha means temed shehichmetz. And temed shehichmetz is bachamashken, it says v'yachalta. So memela, so we see that shtiyah bechlal achila. V'yeshloime al yedei anigrein. Temed shehichmetz is not meshaker, so it can be yedei anigrein. Inami yeshloime v'achalta loikoi ela agufei. The v'achalta is only going on the pashta dikra, not on the droshes of the basin. Lemay de mabinim midroshe de basin. Teide de yayin agav kankano, uboka agav oire, vitzoin agav gizois of l'shech bu achila, you'll eat the gizis. So kocher, the v'achalta is only going on pashta dikra, not on the droshes. Vim toima, ki gemrin in sheikha sheikha minozer, the sheikha chamruhu, Minolan de shtiya bechlal achila hu dume b'yayin kore shabo misnir. V'ochi kosei v'achalta. There's a hard wine, a frozen wine, that is a wine that is an oichel. V'chai gavn apoch v'chai kama de suke. Pigmore, de zeh haklal. V'yeshloim edume lechozi l'achila. This yayin korush, it's not a liquid, but you can't eat it. Elo shayin oise b'mayin v'shoysin. Void my kamash melon kro. What is the posik telling us that you can buy it? Void the gemrine minozer. What is the gzeir shoda telling us that void the gemrine minozer ma'asam b'chol mina yain also the sim achila sheyasam igefen ab sheicha dohocha. So memele,
That's how we learn out the Gzeir Shove from Nozim. Tells Kol Mina Yain. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Besiche minolon, de ikri inui. How do you know that Siche is called an inui? The Gemara says, the Chsiv, it says by Daniel, Lechem chamudais lo yachalti. We'll see, lechem chamudais means pure bread made out of wheat. Uboso v'yayin leibo al pi. V'soich leisachti. And that was his anhoge. He didn't eat lechem chamudais. He didn't have boso v'yayin. He didn't have v'soich leisachti. The Gemara, this was, Achmed, it says for 21 years this was. When he heard that they weren't building the Beis HaMikdash. My lechem chamudis lo yachalti. Omar, what's the title lechem chamudis? Omar, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, afilo nama dechiti dachyoso lo yachal. Did not have bread from pure wheat, flour, he didn't have that. Umanolon the choshiv iti. So, these are all the things he didn't do. He was mekabel himself these inuyim when he heard that they're stopping to build the Beis HaMikdash. Umanolon the choshiv ki inuy, that this is called an inuy, and siche besoich lo isachti is called an inuy. Because the pasuk says, the chsiv ayoyma eilai al tiro Daniel, ki min hayoyim horishain asher nosata es libcho, Lo hobin ulis anois lifnei lekecho nishmu dvorecho v'ani bosi bedvorecho. So al koponim, from here we see that it's called inui. Zok de gemara weiter. Fine. So that we see that siche is called an inui. It's called lehis anois and soich leisachti. So that's called inui. In fact, the gemara ashkechon siche. Rechitze menolon, how do you know that Rechitze is called an inui? Omar Rav Zutre berabituvye omakro, vatovoi kamayim bekirboi uchshemen batzmoisov. So the Gemara understood that we makish Rechitze's mayim to sicha shemen. So the Rechitze's mayim is the same thing like sicha shemen. So if we have a limbo that sicha shemen one is meineya from sicha shemen, that's called an inui, so the same thing. One is meineya from rechitzas mayim, that's called an inui. Frag the gemore ve'emo kishtiye. Maybe it's talking about v'tovei kamayim bekirbi. We're speaking about v'makesh shtiyas mayim to sicha shemen. Not rechitzas mayim. Mo says, no, dum yudu shemen, ma shemen ma avroi, af mayim avroi. No, it's, we're, so just like shemen is not shtiya shemen, it means sicha shemen. So betovei kamayim bekirbe is also speaking about rechitza shemen, meavroi from the outside. In fact, the Gemara v'atane ipcha kanosiv lo. The Tanit learns this pasuk differently. The snan minayin lesicha shehi kishtiya b'yoyim ha-kippurim. How do you know that sicha shemen is equivalent to shtiya? So al-koponim, so we see that the Pasuk is not speaking about rechitzas mayim. The Pasuk is speaking about shtiyas mayim. And fakelt, the Gemara darshins minayim shesicha ki kishtiyah. Elo omar avashi rechitze migufei dekro. Rechitze, we know migufei dekro shmielei. Dechsiv, v'soich loisachti, it's a kefal aloshen. So memele, so sachti is going on siche, v'soich is going on rechitze. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, dechiti dachyoso, chitim nois unikiyos, kidem etageminon, as big day Esav Achmudois Tachyosa. Mekiyes. Dum Yedishemen, Mayim Bekir Beidachsiv Beko, Dum Yedishemen Batzmoisov, Mashemen Mibachut, Sochen Oisov, Vinivla Batzmoisov, Mayim Bekir Bein, Anivlois, Ter Chachut, Haidei Rechitze. So the Moses says, no, the Pasuk is speaking about Shtiyah, the Shtiyah's Mayim, Shikishtiyah, Alma Mayim Dekro Shtiyahu, ושמן הוא דיאלף ממים, בת יאלפס מים משמן. אלא מרבה שרחיצה מגופי דקרו, ודניל דגבי שיחה נפקלון מריבויה דלישנה. אז בסייך לא הסחתי, ומוצא למכתב לא הסחתי, אז בסייך זה לא שם למר ברחיצה. לא נפתם פלן עוד התויסס, נו לצלם דתויסס דף עין זין עמד א', שזה היסוידסטי כתויסס. וסנן מיניים לשיחה שיקשתיה דחסי וטובי כמיים בקרבי. בפרק אומר רבי עקיבא, בשבת, כמה עלו, הקצת ביסוס אף בשם רעי לדובו, זכר לדובו, וטובי כמיים בקרבי. So we're learning out, שיחה כשתיה. שיחה similar to שתיה מים. ותאמה, זה בפרק בני סקוסים, מייסי ברייסי דסניה, ולא יחללו אס קודשי בני ישראל, לרבייס אס הסוך כשויסה, that if הזור will be סוך himself with תרומם, so he's חייב, and if he קרם חיימש, קרם וחיימש, בתשלומי תרומה, but this פוסק, ליחללו אס קודשי בני ישראל, is going on שיחס זור. One limit. ביבוי יסעים המהוכה, וטובי חמיים בקרבוי, בשם בעצמוי סוף, so we see that שיחס דום ידשתיה. והשתיקוש, דמיקורי מייסי ראיה, מדי רייסה, פוסק, ליחלו וסקוטשי בני ישראל, והודה מייסי ראיה, מדברי קבולה שאינה לזכה לדובו, so what's פשע, נגמור הנידה. ושלום דהוכי כמה, נגמור מין, אפילו, you're right, ליחלו זה פוסק דה רייסה, נגמור זה, אפילו היולון הפוסק, ליסו שיחה דה רייסה, אבל על המסחי מדרבון המקרות דבטובי. One third. אינם יקרודו ולא יחללו, נם יסמכת בעלמה. דיקרי לב להידרושו, סוך דשינה בפרק כמה דזבוכים, קודשים מחלם קודשים, ואין חולם מחלם קודשים, if a person is מחשב, אחת עשו שם אוילו, that's no good, אחת עשו שם חולם is good. That's ויחלו אס קודשי בני, so בסי פרק אלו אין אסרופים, יפיני מני איכל טבל דבמיסה, speaking of שיירים, speaking about טבל, that they weren't מפרש yet. Now, okay, Upeirish Rabbeinu Tam. Now we hear where Ayesodistik Rabbeinu Tam. The Chol Inuyim de Yom HaKippurim Lesnu Elo de Rabbono Ukroi Asmach de Balma Lavar Meachil Oshtiyah. What's the Rai? Doma Lekamo Vimhoya Meluchloch Betito Betzoye Roicheitz Kedarkei Veine Choshish. So you see that Rechitzes Muto Biz Meluchloch מי שיש לו חטות אין בראשוי, סוך כדרכי בעיני חוישש, שיחס מותר, כמו כמצר. ובמסכס קריסס בפרק כמה אומרינו, סייסי יצא דרבונו, נבובי ידרי סדבות בימטה במו כמצר. מסכס קריסס בפרק כמה אומרינו, כהן שסוך שמן של תרומה, הכהן הוא סוך שמן של תרומה בן ביטוי ישראל, so as Einikol Yisrael misagol boiv einichoishes, he could now be misagol on that shemen, and it's mutter. The more brings a posuk it's kfar neschalo, but Taisus learned that doesn't make sense. I mean, if to be an iser deraisa to be soch, so what's geit miron that the koyin was soch already with the shemen, it's still trume. So tzicha should be also to use this trume, even though it's used already once, it's recycled, it'll still be also. We have the raisa yosa becholinyan. Elo midarabonon. So the whole thing is a darabonon. By trume guf it's a darabonon. So this din, that siche kishtiye is a darabonon by yom kippur, it's a darabonon by trume. And therefore, zokta rabbeinu tam, umuter odom losoich becheilev. That a person is permitted to shmir himself with cheilev. Now that means if we would learn Elach Agamora Sicha Kishtiya, no, that would be a shrek. Just like you're not allowed to drink chaylev, you're not allowed to smear yourself with chaylev. So the Rabbeinu Tam said it is muta. Lei Ashkechen de Itzer Sicha Kishtiya Ela B'Yom HaKippurim U'Betrume U'B'Yisurei Ano. Yisurei Ano is also us. Aki de Perik Kol Sho. Ravine Shayef Lebrate Bigaholki the Olo, and there was also Shalad Omalish, like a Bechanosik Ovidne. That way, the Isurei are not the Hertman because he's having a knot. The Chaylev Chai Shal Sher Haniska Lagabi Makosa is Potter, because also Shloikeder. Homohutach also, but if he melted it, Mishum Isurei are not in it. Aber Chaylev, the Heteri are not Mutter. It's Mutter. Ubetruma, so I mean, there's no din of Sichik Ishtiye. Ubetruma also mishum dika asmachte dublo yichalalu. Bime kippurim osru mishum tainug. Avo mishum refu ishari. Ayod muchlocha isru bimuta. Klole de mils eiche de ene bishvil tainug ishari by yem kippur refu in tsa. But by other things, sicha kishtiye is ganzen mutter. So by chelev it's mutter. This is the shitas harabeinu tam. There is a machloikis in this. The shach and the kudus hakesef and simen kufi at zayin is the loshna taz there that wants to be matter. They speak about soap. That the soap was made out of chelev. Maybe it's still made out of chelev. And they speak about it. So there, others are only matter b'mokim tzar. The goyin in Er Chaim's Seif Simen Shin Chavov also says what is chelik and Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that one should be machmer by chelik. He wants to say that the goyin would seem that the hekesh sicha kishtiye is everything that's chayiv koris. You say sicha kishtiye. So he says, since there's a chi of koris and shti is chaylev, so therefore there's a chi of koris and sich is chaylev. That's what he wants to say. So the going was machmer, chlal, and the others only machmer, the shaloi b'mokim tzar, and the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha brings down, and Simen Shin Chavov, the minigoyilim is to be mekel, but if one could be machmer, it'd be preferable.